The $100 million that Merrill Lynch agreed to pay this week to settle a complaint brought by New York's Attorney General could be just the beginning. Investors who lost money following the firm's now suspect stock recommendations are lining up to sue Merrill Lynch, and Attorney General Elliot Spitzer's investigation could give those investors new ammunition, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Merrill Lynch doesn't admit to any wrongdoing, but the company has expressed regret that some of its internet stock analysts publicly promoted companies that they privately acknowledged were junk. Attorney Stephen Toll, who's suing the firm, says that regret, coupled with the settlement figure, amounts to an implicit admission of liability.
Just the fact that they're paying $100 million, we will put that before the judge in our case, and there's a psychological impact that a court can't miss, that this is something very substantial that occurred.
Even more than the settlement itself, it's the emails that Attorney General Spitzer uncovered that could help investors in court. Attorney Jacob Zemanski says those emails provide powerful evidence that Merrill Lynch analysts inflated their stock ratings in hopes of winning investment banking business for the firm.
The emails themselves show that internally they thought these stocks, in their words, were crap and junk and told the public they were great stocks. So they've got some real serious problems, possibly fraud here.
Merrill Lynch has said the emails were taken out of context and promises a vigorous defense against civil lawsuits. Even Zemanski, who won a $400,000 settlement for a Merrill Lynch client last year, says Spitzer's evidence does not guarantee a windfall for every disgruntled investor.
You can't just say I lost money. You have to show that an investor relied on a research report or an analyst in deciding to buy or sell a stock, and that there was a failure to disclose a conflict of interest. It's going to be much easier to prove with Merrill Lynch, but you still have to meet that burden.
Miami attorney Mark Raymond says the investors with the best chance of recovering some of their losses are those whose money was managed by the brokerage firm, or who got a direct sales pitch on the basis of an analyst report.
I'm personally aware where brokers themselves relied on the analyst reports and the analyst statements in order to solicit customers. In addition to that, people were listening to the analysts directly, whether it was on CNN or what have you. They heard these analysts talk up these stocks. Now, if they were talking them down behind the scenes at the same time they're talking up, I think that's very powerful evidence.
Even investors who didn't directly rely on an analyst recommendation may be entitled to get some of their money back if they can show the recommendation tainted the overall market. Attorney Toll is pursuing half a dozen class action lawsuits on behalf of investors who lost money on Infospace, GoTo.com, and other stocks touted by Merrill Lynch's internet analysts.
The presumption is that when you're an investor, that the market has assessed all the public information about the company, including what the analysts are saying, and that helps set the market price. So if there's false information put into the market from an analyst report like this, then people have overpaid.
Merrill Lynch isn't the only investment bank now under the microscope. Attorney General Spitzer is investigating the other major Wall Street firms, and investors' private attorneys will be right behind him. Scott Horsley, NPR News.